Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Yeah, we're hot to trot with you on the phone. This is totally inappropriate. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
Again, what is that phone number?
888-RADIO-30, quack, quack. 888-723-4630, quack, quack.
Well, we learned some new things today.
We learned about virtual today. I didn't know anything about that.
That's going to be very exciting.
I think so.
So, and from what I understand, there's going to be ways, they're going to leave that up there for a year. At least that's what I was told a while back, that they're going to leave that virtual thing up for a year, and people will be able to go on a month from now and look at it. So I hope that that's true. Hey, listen, to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, click the group chat link on the player and sign in through community. Even if you've already signed into eBay, then you scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and blue Archives on Demand buttons to the third discussion post. It's the one with the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's secret word. How are you going to win the duck contest if you don't find
the secret word? It,
right. Right now we go to Dallas, Texas for E. Betsy's Brief.
If you're going to next week's eBay Open Seller Celebration at the Venetian Las Vegas, you need to be prepared. I've attended every eBay conference since eBay Live 2004, as well as all 7 years of our eBay Radio Party and Conference, which, of course, is always held in Vegas. So I've got 5 tips for making the most of your time at eBay Open. First of all, you're going to be doing more walking than sitting. And at the Venetian, it's a bit of a hike from the guest rooms to the event space, so wear your most comfortable shoes. Second, be sure to pack plenty of business cards. You will be enthusiastically exchanging cards with a sizable percentage of the gazillion other sellers and eBay employees you're going to meet while networking at the event, and it would be highly uncool, not to mention inconvenient, to run out. Third, be sure to bring an open mind and willingness to change your business practices if you learn of a way or ways to improve your bottom line by doing so. Don't think you have nothing more to learn about selling on eBay, because that will never be the case. An eBay conference, like eBay Open or the eBay Radio Party and Conference, is a fantastic brain trust right for the picking. You'll learn as much from hobnobbing with eBay team members and networking with your fellow sellers as you will from the workshops and seminars. And with all that eBay expertise in one place, what you learn will be amazing. Fourth, unleash your eBay passion. You will be among your tribe, and they share that passion. They totally understand what you do and that it is indeed a real job. As everyone knows, I personally like to fly my eBay colors from head to toe, and it's always a thrill to see others who wear eBay-branded and or eBay-colored apparel and accessories. It's fun to be part of the eBay Nation. The eBay store will be on-site at eBay Open, so you can stop in there to get your eBay on during the event, then flaunt your swag henceforth. My fifth and final bit of advice is Vegas-specific. Bring a long-sleeve shirt, light sweater, or shawl so you don't freeze in the extremely well-air-conditioned event space. Remember that you're in the desert, so stay hydrated with plenty of nice cold water. And ladies, keep your chapstick and moisturizer handy. Last but not least, expect to experience total sensory overload from the casino to the conference and enjoy every minute of it. See you in Vegas, baby. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Now that was perfect.
That was great. Thank you, Betsy.
You touched on every single important point. I loved it.
Most definitely. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. I'm trying to find my my tip, because I had my tip for today had a whole bunch of weather stuff in it. I'll look for it, as I want to talk to you about the weather in Vegas. It's nothing to mess around with. You know, that weather is serious in Vegas.
Boy, is it ever.
And you don't want to mess around with it. So be listening in the next few minutes when I find my tip. God only knows where I left it. Charlene in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, known as Sherman Claire on eBay. Charlene, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Well, I think I know the word for the duck quack.
What is it?
Oh, you do?
Is it pterodiddle?
Yes.
It's pterodiddle, yes.
Yes, it is.
And what is a pterodiddle?
A pterodiddle is a petty lie.
That's perfect.
It is.
Charlene, you're just amazing.
It is. And what did she win, Grippola?
Well, she won.
What did I win?
You won a, let's see, you won a gold lame made out of really gold. Oh, is that a pterodiddle?
No.
Yeah, sorry. You won a black, a plain black eBay bag. It's not so special. It's mesh. You can put stuff
it's
in it.
It's beautiful.
It's got a drawstring. It's kind of boring. Oh. But you'll love it.
It's not boring. It's fantastic.
I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to set low expectations.
Tell her what she has to do to get it.
Well, if you can bear it, Charlene, you have to actually send me an email with your address. I know. That's asking a lot. But if you send me that email with your address, shipping address, I will do my best to drag my sorry carcass over to where the bags are stored and get one in the mail to you ASAP, I promise.
Okay.
So, Charlene, are you coming?
I have teenagers in the background that don't understand. Please be quiet. I'm on the.
Yes, oh,
we
teenagers!
Can't hear them.
Oh, put them to work.
Oh, okay,
really?
Can I just pick it up at the conference?
No. I'm gonna. No, I can't do that. I have to mail it to you. Sorry.
Alrighty.
It'll get there before you. The conference, though.
When are
I
you getting to the conference, Charlene?
I'm not sure. I think on the 26th.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there.
We are.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much. And congratulations.
And congratulations
for being
on the
winner.
Win. Yeah, you're the winner.
Our telephone number is 888 Radio 30, 888-723-4630. On the line with us right now is Ron in Birmingham, Alabama. Oilerman 21. He wants us to look at one of his listings.
Well, okay. We do this a lot. Let's do this now.
Let's do this right now.
Hold on. Let me go.
So I got to go to the listing dish myself here. Okay. So the number is 1-822.
1-822.
0745.
3374. Okay.
What is this?
These are, what, they're curlers, babe. You should know what these are.
Oh, yeah, these are curlers. Oh, I know them well.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Hi, Ron, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing, Lee and Griff?
Doing
just great,
great, honey.
You.
Okay. We're going to look at his.
I also wanted to say something to you. I sold today the very first item that you guys dished for me.
Oh,
one
good.
Of the musical Victorian lady musical figurines.
I remember it.
I do, yes. Thank you. Well, congratulations.
I remember it well. We told you to put the name of the manufacturer in there and a few other things. I remember that
one. Oh, a whole bunch.
So,
whole bunch.
So, Griff, what do you think of his title?
I think the title is fine. It's Olive Olivia Garden Night Curl Pink Self-Gripping Curlers 4-Pack. And then a number, which I assume is the model number, Sally,
because
something
like that. You have to be very careful. They're all different sizes.
Right. You don't want to have too big or too small curls.
Exactly.
It could be a disaster on date night.
Exactly.
So the title's great. Your photos, as I mentioned, have gotten so much better. They're really good. I can see. I know what I'm getting. I'm getting four of those curlers. Now, if I could only get the hair to wrap around them. Looks the photos look great. Yeah, I remember hair. It was a long time ago. Your item specifics are interesting. You have a lot of custom, which doesn't hurt, I guess. Antibacterial, yes.
And you've done a multiple quantity here, by the way.
He's got two. Yeah. Your description is nice and short and to the point. It's easy to read. Another perfect listing, I'd say.
Yep. You get a 5.
You're hitting it out of the ballpark now.
Ron, what are we going to do when you don't need us anymore?
Well, no, he's going to have to take my place and do the show.
I always need you guys.
No, you'll have to come and do the show.
I don't need you. It's the day I need to hang it up.
I don't know about that, but I will tell you, you've come a long way, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Really? So you get a 5. Congratulations, Ron.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you hear what Katie and Jamie told us during the interview a few minutes ago, that there's going to be a virtual way you can see?
Yeah, I want to see about that.
Okay. Well, we'll learn.
I'm going to listen to the replay later on tonight. It'll be on tonight and take down some more directions.
Okay, Ron, we love you. Thank you so much for
always a pleasure, Ron.
Allowing us to do this.
Keep on keeping on there.
Most definitely. If for those of you who don't know, we took Ron from a mere babe, an eBay babe,
an unsuccessful seller,
to doing what he is right now, which is being a successful seller. He's listed 200 items, I think.
I think he's made his first million now. When is he going to send us our check, by the way?
Oh, really?
Wouldn't it be great to have a seller that came on brand new and within a few years was doing $1 million in sales?
That would be very exciting. Listen, in the last 13 years, we have had people that were able to quit their jobs and start selling full-time, and they're still doing just selling full-time on eBay as their entire business.
That's true, yeah. That in and of itself is an accomplishment, I have to tell you.
Most definitely. Listen, if you've got something informative or enlightening or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we don't want you to be shy. Apply to come be our guest. We have 5 guests every Tuesday. All you have to do is go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application, and we'll get back to you ASAP.
Be our guest.
Yeah, we're always looking for new people to bring onto the show. We take it very seriously. So what we've got coming up, well, we've got another segment of Open Phones coming up, 888-RADIO-30, if you'd like to call us.
We would love you to.
Then we have more guests on at 1
We have guests. This Open Phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over 1 million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to doba.com/eBayRadio.
doba.com/eBayRadio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 377.
Pictures can make or break your listing. Cindy Sorley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She has this tip on taking good pictures from your phone.
When you go to put your item, focus it, and on an iPhone, there's going to be a little square. And you touch that, you tap that square, and where you're going to tap that is to the point you want the most focus on. You tap right where that is, and that's going to clear up all your photos. The most problem I see with people is they take their photos too fast, and that's why they're really blurry. But use that tap feature, and you'll be blown away.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You know, it doesn't cost anything, not even one red cent, to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
So I found my tip. So here it is.
Oh, I want to know.
All right. If you're going, this is all about weather. All right. If you're going to eBay Open 2016 and you don't live in Vegas, here are some important weather tips for you. Number one is the princess method. Stay indoors in the air conditioning where you may need a small wrap or light jacket, for instance, for the casino. So that's one way. Just stay in the building. Don't ever leave it. Number two, if you drive or rent a car, Griff, this is very important. Don't get right in the car and touch the steering wheel.
Why?
Inside of cars in Vegas in the afternoon, particularly, can go up to 180 degrees.
Oh, you could burn your little hands.
Inside the car.
So I should wear my white kid gloves.
You can actually burn your hands on the steering wheel.
Should I wear the elbow gloves?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Just the kid length?
Oh, please.
Okay, I will.
Elbow, at least. Number three, remember it's a dry heat. So what happens is normally people, when they start sweating a lot, they'll say, I'm thirsty. I need to have some water, correct? But in Vegas, you won't sweat much because it's a dry heat. So your sweat disappears immediately. And because of this, you may not be drinking enough water. So you need to bring water with you, have it with you at all times, and sip it as you go through the day. Carry it with you. If not, you could become dehydrated easily and you won't even realize it until it's too late. And sorry, alcohol does not count. It's got to be liquid, usually water. Also, unlike some hot climates, Griff, Vegas gets hotter as the days go on. It's not the hottest in the middle of the day. It's hottest around 4 o'clock. So at 4 and 5 p.m., it's very, very, very hot. So plan your day accordingly. You may not want to go out in late afternoon in Las Vegas. So there's my weather tips for Las Vegas there. Can't wait to see you. If you don't make it, we have our virtual thing now for you. If you can't make it this year, maybe we'll see you next year. But very important. Look, like 108 degrees today in Vegas.
That's a hot, hot, hot
that
day.
That is a very hot day. And I'm going to do a weather right now, even as we speak. Weather, Vegas, Las Vegas. Let's see if they've got next week's in there. Yes, yet. To see what they think it's going to be. So right now in Las Vegas, it's 102 degrees. It's going to be, today is Tuesday. It's going to be 107.
But it's a dry heat.
Uh-huh.
I hope.
It's going to be 107 by about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. 109 by 4 o'clock. 110 by 7. You see what's going on here? So if you're coming next Monday, here's what the weather forecast says. At 7 a.m. next Monday, it's going to be 112 degrees. 112 degrees.
I can't even fathom that. I just don't.
113 on Tuesday. So
how do I get from the airport to the hotel without melting?
No, you're going to be okay. Usually those cabs are, you're going to take a cab?
But you have to wait in line.
They're usually air conditioned.
I know, but the line to get into the cab is not air conditioned. I'm just going to have to bring a very, very big white fan and white parasol, and I'll wear my summer whites.
Well, we have, not only do I have the fans that Elisa brought me back from Spain, but John bought some in CVS Pharmacy.
Yeah.
For $9 that are battery operated. You just press a little button and you have a fan.
Oh, those are pretty cool.
They
I've seen
are
those.
Cool.
Yeah.
They even have a strap. You can wear them around your neck.
You know, there's a, I don't know if this guy was right, but years ago when I was fanning myself, someone said, you know, that the amount of energy you use with your wrist to fan yourself generates about as much heat as you're using to cool yourself off when you're fanning. And I looked at him and I thought, why am I even alive? Why don't
really?
I just give up?
Yeah.
I was looking for an excuse to say that.
Next Tuesday, 113 degrees in Vegas.
Well, at least it's a nice odd number.
Right.
113. You know, in Palm Springs, I have a lot of friends who have moved down there. And in the last month or so, there have been days when it's been 122 degrees down there. And they say the same thing. It's a dry heat. Yes. It's like baking a cake.
Exactly.
And you're in the oven with the cake.
So you want to be careful when you're there. That's why I stay in a lot.
Hydrate. Oh, I never go out.
Yeah.
No, I never go out.
That's the reason. And if you do, most hotels, and I probably the Venetian does, I'm not sure, but most hotels have a space between the casino and where you go outside, and it's air conditioned so that you can order the cab and then wait right there for it. Or if your honey goes and gets the Parker, that I call him Mr. Parker, John. If they go get the car for you, there's usually an air-conditioned space where you can still see the car coming, but you're inside the air conditioning. So there, you know, Vegas knows about this. They would never have anybody there if they didn't do this.
Right.
So, okay. So Tuesday, Las Vegas, 107 degrees.
That's not 107. I mean, what's the difference between 100 and 107? It's seven measly degrees.
Yeah,
I mean,
really. And then next Monday, 112, and next Tuesday, 113.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of difference.
Once it's over 80, you know, to me, it's just all the same. It's hell.
So just be prepared for it. That's
I will. Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't look like there's going to be any rain, but please know July is their rainy
month.
Yeah,
it can be rainy. It's happened. I know. That's interesting. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. So coming up, we'll do five tips for getting out of a sales slump here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options, but only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.